Friends, welcome back to our subject, stores management, and we move on to chapter number 14, and the name of the chapter is inventory control. Very important chapter, inventory control, and we make a beginning for this chapter. So I have made a table where I have said that if you have excessive inventory, what will happen, and if you have insufficient inventory, what will happen. And now I have made various chapters like this. In this, first is the material cost. What will happen to material cost if there is excessive inventory? I will read. Greater risk of loss because of devaluation of inventory on hand due to reduction in suppliers' prices, obsolete inventory, deterioration of inventory due to no usage, pilferage. All this will happen if there is excessive inventory. Because excessive inventory means greater risk of loss due to pilferage and all these things. Then insufficient inventory is there, what will happen? Higher cost of materials, higher manufacturing cost due to increase of small quantity, rush orders needed to maintain continuous production. So higher cost. What will happen to the factory cost if excessive inventory is there? Increased cost due to need for additional storage space, resulting in overcrowding of storage areas, causing insufficient working conditions and delays if it is excessive inventory. What will happen if there is insufficient inventory? Increased cost due to work stoppage, temporary layoffs and rehiring, training new employees, additional machine setups, overtime operation. Because insufficient inventory is there, I have to do overtime because of the shortages, work stoppage. Then what will happen to the overhead cost if there is excessive inventory? Increased cost due to additional carrying cost, increased cost for borrowing money, outside rental space needed because I have to keep the excessive inventory. And what will happen if there is insufficient inventory? Increased cost, added clerical cost for extra help or overtime in purchasing, receiving, inspection as a result of additional rush orders. Insufficient inventory will always cause rush orders. Excessive inventory will always cause additional carrying cost. So inventory costs are very, very important. We have to always control the inventory costs. What is ordering cost? Ordering cost is cost of placing an order with a vendor. If there are too many orders, ordering cost will increase. If you are ordering small quantities too many times, the cost of ordering will increase and it will cut into your profitability. What is the ordering cost? Cost of placing an order with a vendor, preparing a work order, processing payments, receiving and inspecting the material. Again and again, small quantities with small purchase orders. Too many purchase orders will increase the ordering cost. Then cost of ordering on plant, then machine setup will increase. Machine setup will increase means product cost will increase. Then startup scrap generated from getting a production run started. That means whenever we set up a new product, and then initially 5 pieces or 10 pieces will get scrapped, will get reworked, and that additional cost will come of cost of ordering. So one important cost is ordering cost, and so we have to make as less orders as possible. We cannot have too many orders, that will increase the ordering cost. That is very, very important. Then carrying cost. Bringing the material and keeping in the stores, some people will feel that there is no cost involved in that. But remember, carrying cost is very important. That is called as holding cost also. cost connected directly with materials. Obsolescence, too much inventory, it will become obsolete, it will become damaged, it will have deterioration, it will get stolen, there will be pilferage, material go here and here, there is no accounting for that. So this is the one cost which is carrying cost. Secondly, financial costs. Taxes will be more, insurance will be more, storage cost will be more, interest will be more, because for bringing the extra inventory, you have to bring extra extra finance in, and so whenever you bring extra finance from the banks, naturally interest cost will go up, and this interest cost may be 10%, 12%, 14%. In many cases, you know, the interest cost is 18%, and that will be getting added into the carrying cost as a finance cost. For example, I am calculating now carrying cost as an example for you people. Average inventory is 6 million. Salaries and wages, 2,75,000 rupees. Cost of security of the warehouse, watchman, salary and all that, 80,000 rupees. Taxes and insurance, 1% of the inventory, average inventory, that is 6 million, and 1% becomes 60,000 rupees. Interest, 20%. Here, I am getting the loan at 20% interest. So, 20% of average inventory, 6 million, is 1,200,000. So much of interest I am paying. So much of interest. More and more inventory, I am paying interest. Left, right and center, through my nose, I am paying 1,200,000 rupees. Then cost of material handling, that you know, 1,50,000 rupees. Obsolescence, damage, rust, corrosion, I am losing 20,000 rupees. So total cost of this inventory is 1,785,000, and the percentage of carrying cost on average inventory, if I calculate, that means I should calculate 1,785,000 divided by 6 million. And the percentage comes to 29%, whopping 29.75% carrying cost. And that much goes through my profit. That much goes, actually goes. This is cash out for me. And I must control this carrying cost. I cannot have too much inventory, otherwise I will be paying the carrying cost through my nose. And then ordering cost. How it is calculated? Salaries or wages of purchasing department, 2,50,000. Okay, I have given this as an example for you to calculate the ordering cost. So salaries or wages of purchasing department are 2,50,000. Traveling and purchase follow-up expenses are 80,000. Cost of bills of payment is 30,000. Cost of inward inspection is 48,000. So total company has total cost of 4,08,000. Number of orders during the year were 3,400. So every order which I place, I am paying 120 rupees. Every order when I make, I am paying 120 rupees. So look at, if I put so many orders, what will be the cost? The ordering cost will increase. If I am having too many orders, carrying cost will increase. If I have too much inventory, and I am paying all this money through my profit. Look at this very, very serious thing. In the same large industrial undertaking, I want to calculate the economic order quantity. Economic order quantity means either after 1 week or after variable order period, when I do the order, I should do the quantity as per the economic order time. For example, I have given one example here. If the demand is 12,000 per year, cost per order is 120, inventory carrying charges, I have calculated 29.75%, H is unit price into inventory carrying cost, and unit price is 60 rupees, and into 29.75% is 17.85. Economic order quantity is root of 2dk upon h, and that comes to 402. That means every time, whenever I order this item, I will always order 402 pieces. That is the economic order time. I mean, if the weekly consumption is 100, then I will order after 4 weeks. 400 always I will order after 4 weeks, because weekly consumption is 100 and economic order time or order quantity is 400. So I will order after 4 weeks 400 only. That means whenever I order, I will always order 400 only. This is economic order quantity. Inventory control. If I have to do the inventory control must have the cooperation of production and purchasing. If production people start asking left, right and center materials, and if they force you to bring the materials, the inventory will go haywire. So there has to be a proper cooperation from production people. There has to be cooperation from purchasing people, because they are responsible for bringing the material in. The goal is to achieve inventory control, such as that it is at lowest cost. Inventory carrying cost is low, ordering cost is low, minimum inventory necessary for continuous operation. Yes, I know continuous operation is a must, customer orders must be fulfilled, but I can't have too much inventory, otherwise I will be losing in my profit. So this is like a tightrope walking for all of us. Inventory also has to be low, continuous operation has to be there, customer orders must be fulfilled, but inventory has to be low. So, raw materials, purchase parts and components that enter the finished product. Work in progress inventory, finished product inventory, maintenance, repair and operating supplies. These are all different kinds of inventory which are lying there in our stock. Inventory management, inventory accounting. I have shown you earlier chapter. Inventory accounting is concerned with bookkeeping aspect of inventory management. The function deals with entry, processing and distribution of inventory stock, which in turn provides a history for all inventory transactions. We have discussed this in the earlier chapter. This accounting will also provide data for the comparison of book inventory to the actual physical count of stock control. Stock control consists of planning, ordering, scheduling the release of materials, use in manufacturing process. The inventory control manager is concerned with all type of inventory in the company, while the purchasing manager is concerned with acquisition of materials as per the requirement. So, how do I do the inventory control? I have too many parts, but definitely I have some parts which have a very high value. So, I consider them as class A materials. What is class A materials? The cost of the material is very high and consumption value of the material also is very high. So, as per the Pareto, there will be 10% parts which are actually responsible for about 70% of the cost of the total inventory. 10% of the materials responsible for 70% of the cost of the inventory, and I consider them as class A material. Then I have some materials with 20% of the cost, 20% of the quantity. That means I have 20% of the inventory responsible for 20% of the cost. And all remaining parts which are having actually only 70% of the stock responsible for only 10% of the cost. Such small items are considered as class C. So what I do is all my inventory I classify into class A items, class B items and class C items, as shown in this Pareto analysis of graph. ABC system is one of the keys to inventory control. It applies to the few items accounting for 70 to 75% of the capital investment. These are classified as A items and require close security, close scrutiny and distribution control. We have B atoms consisting of 20% capital investment, and we have C atoms consisting of only 5% of capital investment, but the quantity is 70%. Sound inventory management must answer two basic questions. When to order? How much to order? When to order and how much to order? And partially I have answered this question while I calculated the economic order quantity for you. A dependent demand attempt, also known as internal demand attempt, is that attempt whose use is directly related to or derived from the demand of end product. For example, if I have to manufacture 1000 cars, I need 4000 tires. Very clear. So then tire becomes the dependent demand attempt and car becomes the independent demand attempt. Independent demand attempt is an attempt that is related, unrelated to the demand of attempts entering to the finished product. For example, lubricating oil, whose need must be forecast. A two bin system or three bin system has inventory stopped in two or three bins. When one bin is emptied and the second is used, order is placed for one bin of material. I have seen this in Mahindra and Mahindra. What they do? They have two bins. They use the material from the front bin. As soon as the front bin is emptied, they keep the empty bin on the top of the rack. Then the storekeeper comes and then he knows that the ordering quantity has been achieved. He will fill up that empty bin and keep it behind the bin number 2. So automatically the no stock will not be there and the accordingly the material will be ordered. The manufacturers maintain a safety reserve to take care of any contingency that may arise. Safety stock. The amount of safety reserve depends on the rate of consumption, importance to production, and the lead time to obtain the replacement. Safety stock is essential. Definitely, you will all agree, safety stock is essential to prevent production interruption or loss of revenue. So, maximum and minimum technique. How do I decide what should be my maximum stock? How do I decide what should be my minimum stock? So this system is often used in connection with manual inventory control systems. Reorder level is maximum usage into maximum lead time. Minimum level is reorder level minus average usage into average lead time. Then maximum level is reorder level minus minimum consumption into minimum lead time plus reorder quantity. And reorder quantity, what is reorder quantity? Economic order quantity. And what is economic order quantity? I have calculated already for you. So every time you order the economic order quantity, so that you will reach the maximum level, you will not exceed the maximum level, you will not have the stock less than minimum level, so that you always order when the reorder level is reached. Okay, there are other policies also where you always, every month or every week, a standard quantity you order. Or I have also seen variable order period and variable quantity also is ordered. So that a maximum level is always maintained. Sometimes they always go for the reordering level, and as soon as the reordering level is reached, they immediately order a fixed quantity. So many such policies are there of reordering. The component A and B are used as follows. Normal use, 50 units per week. Minimum usage, 25 units per week. Maximum usage, 75 units per week. Reorder quantity is fixed as A is 300, B is 500. I am talking about two components. One component is called as component A, one is called as component B. So normal usage is 50 units, minimum usage is 25 units, maximum usage is 75 units. For all this A and B, reorder quantity is 300, 500, and lead time for A is 4 to 6 weeks and for B is 2 to 4 weeks. Why I am telling you all this is because I want to show you how do I calculate the minimum and maximum levels, reordering level for this. So look at this. reorder level is equal to maximum usage plus maximum lead time. In this, I calculate 75 into 6 equal to 450. Why 75? Because you know 75 is the maximum usage and 6 weeks is the maximum lead time. So 75 into 6 is 450. Then component B also 75 into 4, because the lead time is, as you know, maximum lead time is 4 weeks. So in this case, the reordering quantity is 450. In this case, reordering quantity is less, 300. Similarly, minimum level also I calculate. Maximum level also I calculate. Average stock level I calculate. Here in this case, reorder level is, as soon as I have the stock of 450, I reorder. As soon as 200 is my minimum stock, which I never allow to become zero, maximum level 650, which I do not exceed at all, and average stock level will always be 425. Like that, you people should always consider how to calculate reorder, and reorder quantity is economic order quantity, which I told you how to calculate. Then a manufacturing concern is having 1000 units of materials valuing 1 lakh rupees. Prepare the statement showing the stock according to ABC analysis. For example, the total average 1000 units are valuing 1 lakh rupees. So A items, that means class A items, will cost 10%, and that means the percentage will be 70%. So the amount will be 70,000 and the quantity will be 100. Because 1000 units, 10% of that will be 100, and 100 parts will cost 70,000, and average value is then 70,000 divided by 100, and that is 700. Class B atoms will have 20% of the quantity, and that is 200 of 20% of 1000, and that is 200, and the value will be also 20%, that is 20,000. So 20,000 upon 200 is 100. That means average value of class A atoms will be 700, average value of class B will be 100, and average value of C atoms will be 14 rupees, because they are very, very small atoms, 70% of the 70% of the quantity, and that is 700, and costing will be only 10,000. So 10,000 divided by 700 is only 14 rupees. So when I have 1000 units of material valuing 1 lakh rupees, then the statement will be looking like this. Materials requirement planning. MRP is most useful to firms with finished goods or end products, which are made from a number of components and which are also subject to uneven or lumpy demand. It results in materials arriving exactly when needed for production, because materials cannot come left, right and center, and I am unnecessarily stocking extra inventory. I need the material when I want it. For example, I want the material on 17th August at 2 o'clock. The material must come at 2 o'clock only and not at 1:30. I cannot have a stock there even for half an hour. So material requirement planning is a computerized system. When I can assure you that the production needs the material at 2 o'clock, it will arrive at 2 o'clock only, just in time. So this material requirement planning is a computerized system which will give me exact idea how much material is to be ordered and when it will come. What is the lead time? Lead time can be 1 week, it can be 2 weeks, it can be 3 weeks. For example, if I need the material at 2 o'clock on 17th August and the lead time is 3 weeks, I must order the material 3 weeks back from 17th August. Then only it will come on or before 17th August. Actually, I don't want it before. I want it on 17th August only. I have told that supplier like that. It results in material arriving exactly when needed for production, and at the same time reduces the length of time materials are held in stock. Materials are not held in stock for a long time. Forget long time. I just now told you about, I want just in time. I don't want to hold the stock even for half an hour. I go to that extent when thinking about the inventory control. Materials requirement planning, MRP plans and controls, goods on order, and generates data for determining when and what specific materials will be needed to meet previously planned production schedule. I have a gross requirement schedule and I want to plan the materials just at time as far as their inventory lead time is concerned. Operation of MRP, that is management of sales, will give you the gross requirement. I know what is my inventory. I know what is my bill of materials. What is bill of materials? One car needs one engine, one chassis, and four tires. So I make a list of all the materials required, parent materials and child materials. And I use this bill of materials for ordering. Then according to that, I order, then I give the orders to purchasing and I give the orders to internal manufacturing. The calculations are quite simple, and with the aid of computer, all items can be calculated with rapidity. The next net requirements consist of allocating existing requirements, existing inventories, that is quantity on hand and quantity on order, against the gross requirements. Gross requirements minus this is the net requirement. Inputs from management and sale will be customer orders, orders to be produced within the company, basic inventory information will be provided by regular inventory records. MRP would then calculate, coordinate the above information with bill of material, usually prepared by production engineers. The bill of material is not simply a list of parts, but is structured, meaning that it indicates the manner in which the product is put together. The items listed then can be time phased and made into a master schedule, which becomes a prime tool for MRP. The master production schedule can be thought as a production forecast, which in turn can generate material and capacity records over a period of time. Taking into account the interdependency of these requirements, MRP then issues orders for materials through purchasing or through internal manufacturing facility. I will show you how the calculations are done. Gross requirements are 150 units in a week, for example. That time, I have how many on hand? That is 30. How many are on order? 75. So, how much is total? And that is 105. And how much is the gross requirement? 150. Then, net requirements will be 150 minus 105, and that is I should order 45. 45 must come on that particular day when 150 units are required, because I have 30 on hand, 75 are supposed to come, but I need a shortage to be fulfilled for 45 units, which must be ordered 3 weeks back if the lead time is 3 weeks. Item listed can then be time phased and made into a master schedule, which becomes a prime tool for MRP. If we want to hold down material acquisition cost, MRP is best suited for control of purchase materials that exhibit the following characteristics. Materials can be purchased on long-term contracts with frequent releases for shipment. If we want to hold down material acquisition cost, MRP is best suited for the control of purchase materials. Raw materials, materials that can be purchased repeatedly, just-in-time, the just-in-time concept you know. This concept assumes certain conditions. All ancillary industries and suppliers of inventory operate in the vicinity of the main industry. That means all the operation, all the suppliers are very nearby your company. There should be one supplier and product supplied must be of best quality. Another prerequisite for successful implementation of this just-in-time is introduction of redesigned tooling and auxiliaries to achieve changeover setups, and that is single-minute change of die, SMED, single-minute exchange of die. A stockless buying system also shifts the responsibility for inventory to the supplier. That means supplier will be responsible for the inventory. The buyer draws up a purchase agreement. The supplier must be capable of meeting the delivery requirements. A blanket order is issued to the supplier, and supplier is making the shipments. Carrying costs are eliminated because supplier stocks the goods. And he will send you the material as and when required. So there is no carrying costs on the company. Then there is one more thing, is on consignment inventory. Here, one more step, he goes ahead. In this method, the supplier ships goods to your plant as no charge when shipped to your company, who has to provide secure storage space. It is expected that the company will eventually use the product, and after usage of the product, they will pay to the supplier. That means supplier is dumping the material onto the supplier's purchaser's place, but purchaser is not responsible for the inventory. The responsibility of the inventory is taken by the supplier, and the payment is done only after the usage of the material. Such actions become sale of goods when the company actually pays. Supplier is paid when the goods are used, and so in this company level, the carrying costs are zero, ordering costs are zero. Replenishment time, various elements that comprise the replenish time are order lead time, OLT, production lead time, PLT, transportation lead time, TLT. So total replenishment time is OLT plus PLT plus TLT. If you have a factory, implement TOC. What is TOC? Theory of control. Determine the inventories to be kept in retail stores. Retail store need to report what they sold on daily basis. For example, there is a medical stores. If they have sold 500 units of Crucil, immediately they can, on the same day, they can inform to the supplier, look, today I have sold 500 units of Crucil, please send 500 units of Crucil only. That means, instead of reordering or spending time in reordering and all that, daily consumption is to be just reported to the supplier or your distribution center. RDCs will quickly replenish what they have sold to the retail store. And then CDC, what is Central Distribution Center, will quickly replenish what RDCs have dispatched to the retail stores. So this is the way how inventory can be kept minimum. We cannot have too much inventory. We will control the inventory in such a way that whatever we have sold on that day, that will be replenished on the same day. That is the way how TOC, that is theory of constraints, have shown us how to control the inventory. In the plant Indran will receive this from CDC, the dispatches made by them every day, and will arrange to produce and replenish the CDC what they have dispatched. That means it is like Kanban. Kanban, they will produce whatever is consumed by customer and replenish the CDC what they have dispatched. As a result, the level of inventories will be maintained based on the actual consumption by the market. That means, for example, there is a blue shirt available in the market. If it gets consumed at the rate of 100 shirts per day, only that much quantity will be replenished. Otherwise, what will happen is, unnecessarily, inventory of blue shirts will increase. What customer wants, what market wants, that much only will be produced by the chief production factory. And that is the way how theory of control has told us how to control the inventory. Thus, market will pull. Earlier, what we were doing? During our whole career, we have seen how to push the material to the market. Whereas market doesn't want it, it will lie in the finished goods inventory. And now, the system is pull. Customer wants it, pull it all through the line and give it to the customer, and keep the buffer stocks so that customers' fulfillment should not get affected. Thank you.